Network.org. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I'm going to get started. As I always do, I've got really a lot to cover. I want to get Jeff from Idaho. We've got callers lined up. Hello, Jeff. Glad to hear from you.
Hi, Dr. Parker. Hey, glad to hear you. My dad retired as an E7. Anna's book, You Know Something Is Wrong When and the UN Goes Down to Georgia song was Donald Trump's 69th birthday, June 14th. The website, I sent you some email on pulsefrequency.com, combined with the Gary Wade spinal therapy, and another website is resetmf.com. It's run basically 10 frequencies to do the Dr. Nancy Banks Turner oscillation of the cell for rehydration to basically clean it out to get it to try and get rid of the peroxy nitrides that are building up because it can't rehydrate. So the wiretapping issue goes back to all the work last year on air with exposing Hillary's health early on the way we were able to, and I've got another expert for you that can help with all the Le Pen and the Putin anti-globalism. And I've been working this week on the death panel evaluations in Mammon to study over the next couple months. I got another editor for Clint's book, Sojourner, and so that's about another 2 or 3 weeks out. So in general, last week when we were talking, I didn't want to mention it, but on the woman from Mossad, page 42, in combination with the Gerald R. Ford electromagnetic launchers are the local neutron busting things for the nuclear power plants, like March 11th, 2011, the year anniversary coming up, so be prepared for something like that again. So you did mention it in the tail of your last show. I caught it by re-listening to it. And so in general, that's the real details besides the things I've sent you that I really, because you got a lot of callers coming, I didn't really have a whole lot more, but I'm just plugging away at the couple of items, and if you get a chance, look at those emails. Will explain a little bit of the national debt reduction, that that Donald was able to talk about, in the past few weeks.
Yeah. So, and there's something very important in that too. Well, one of the things that I want to mention to you. The balance of the electrocephalogram, the electrocardiogram,
right,
has always been a matrix chakra system throughout thousands of years.
Right.
And it's of great value. And the public at this point is starting to recognize that all forces of the body are controlled in the heart chakra, or from the heart. But no one has really synchronized it. And what you're talking about is an incredibly important point of synchronizing with the brain and the heart. There's a lot of work going into that, and it's the source of a lot of experiments that have to do with that are going on right now, of having, which I was talking about, the Brakeman brain. Remember I was talking about that about two shows ago?
Right.
Yeah, which is a very important concept in terms of the determination of a life extension by using the brain only and synchronizing it with the heart chakra to be, which has always been called the love chakra of the 12 chakras. And in fact, the ancient paintings, as you already may know, of course, particularly the ones of messiahs, you know, like Jesus and the rest of it, they always have the picture of the heart as their prominent position. But now the Vatican has said that the five missing books from the Bible are going to release one at a time.
And one like the Book of Enoch?
Yeah.
Like the Book of Enoch?
Yeah. And and I've seen the proofs already of what they'll allow me to put in my own book, which I'm the publishers have, you know, I wouldn't take an advance on the books that I'm putting together, but because I didn't want the publishers to control it, because I knew that the religious people, once they found out that there's something else alive out there in the cosmos, they, as we used to say in the old days, they'd freak out. But the
right.
thing is that the process of the heart chakra will be the next book of the Bible coming out. And that's straight out cosmic medicine, if you look at it. That's right out of outer space. And
serendipitously. Serendipitously, Dr. Parker, what I was working on this morning is the Zero Force motor with Tuiri's work, Ken L. Wheeler, and those four quadrants that Robert was working on diamagnetism. It's a 4x4 matrix with counterposing vortexes in each 90-degree quadrant that tie together Eric Dollard's four-quadrant math.
Yeah, I noticed that, and I think I was trying to prepare. No, I thank you immensely, and I'm glad you called on this, and I am. And I have to go right now, but the point is that this is the path that we need to go on for another reason.
Yeah. One last thing, Dr. Parker, on the telomeres, you know, if you get this, the two elements I sent you on the alphabetic mobile, if you
yes.
look back to the Schwartz Electro-Optics chromium-doped LISAF, right?
Yes.
That's the nuclear radiation absorber for the soliton radiation to keep the telomeres together. So that's the thing you should study from last year.
Now, that's very important. I think it's because the radiation content of the Earth and the water and people has already reached its peak. And a lot of the genetic codes have to be really studied in a different way. Remember, I kept talking about that second set of chromosomes that have been there all along that have been discovered.
Right.
And the 23 chromosomes.
Well, the only thing I was trying to mention was the soliton wave as expands in the oscillator amplifier as it comes out the ends of the DNA, that those two elements of the radiation hardening for to keep the telomeres together.
Yeah, right. And the thing is, okay. these two sets of chromosomes, of course, are vibrating with each other.
Right.
So when you have the three parent babies that people want to have to work for epigenetic mixing or their epigenetic genetic jump to take out gene mutations that can be harmful to the human species, one has to account now for the fact that it may not be totally the signal coming from the brain, but it may be coming from the heart. And that's a speculation. So
right.
It's very important.
And Dr. Parker, that would match with Harold Klotz-Miller's work, metaphysically.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen,
okay.
Jeff.
Thanks, Dr.
Thank
Parker.
You, my friend.
Have a good show.
Thank
Bye
you
now.
Very much. We have Cindy from Texas. Thank you for holding on the line, Cindy.
Hi, Dr. Parker.
Hello.
I watched this really interesting YouTube called Ancient Bloodlines, Contemporary Power. And it's the research of this woman named Lauren Murray and a professor at UC Davis called Daryl Hamamoto. And through her research, she has a theory that all the contemporary power now is the Iranians, and that even like Castro and Stalin were Iranian, and that it's a... back to the Silk Road money, which is actually drug money, and it was just very interesting. And then another piece of information that I had, and I can't source it, but I think it was Anthony Patch, but anyway, that on September 23rd of this year, they're going to somehow send the DNA of ISIS through the CERN mm-hmm. collider, hoping to mm-hmm. create, I don't know what. And then also giants, and then I'll shut up.
Are you still on air?
Yes.
Yeah, the thing is that in the United States, they're using veterans for collecting their genetic code. It's called a Million mm-hmm. Genetic Code Project. The idea, of course, is to pool the genetics by based upon predictability and put it into the Watson computer in Sweden and then work it backwards. In other words, the idea of saying, well, the idea of cultural determination, which was part of Fritz Perls' concept of having gestalt therapy, where you change a person's personality by sitting in their chair. And the whole point is that they're trying to change the brain chemistry for terrorism. And that's part of that experiment.
Right. Well, she has a book, the female researcher, can't remember, it's about radiation.
Yeah.
And all these, she was speaking of all these nuclear reactions that have gone on unreported very, very recently.
Yeah, exactly.
And how radiation traces with DNA.
That's right. I've interviewed Lauren twice in my 10 years being on RBN. And she wants to be on a lot and with me, and I just haven't had a chance to bring her in. But I'm going to do that on her new work that you're talking about. I think that would be a good idea, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Because it's just everywhere. I mean, you're thinking about it all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's something to be concerned about, and there's a little piece of the new administration that doesn't believe in a lot of science, and that's their way of doing things, you know. But
They don't believe in radiation damage?
No, they believe in that. That's one of the processes they're trying to cut a lot of programs in science, you know. And the thing, but what they're really trying to do is... they're trying to work it so that you have two choices, the way I put it to them. You know, I said, this is my recommendation. You know, climate change is a model, but it's not the DNA. See, there's a big difference in the terms of how you progress with that, and so they get that. I mean, I was very lucky, and as I was talking about three shows ago, I was talking about how to test for in your urine for mitochondrial pathways, and essentially you determine that by fatty acid oxidation tests for the lipoprotein, which is very out of your urine. But people don't catch on. No one tells people. The mitochondria in the cell of a human is actually foreign. That's a gene structure.
Foreign?
It comes from another species, which no one has been able to, at this time, to put forth and identify. So what you have, and you need the mitochondria in the cell. No one knows where that came from.
Seed of a woman? Just women have mitochondria?
Yeah, so there has to be another species that gave us that in our gene structure. And of course, that's something I'll be talking about today on this program. But
mated with the serpent and then just eat the apple.
Those kinds of process. This is very important because... for another reason, because the human species on the earth as we know it is being purposely decreased. And, of course, because they want to decrease the population, which is what Dr. John Holdren's Science and Technology Czar for Obama was all about. They haven't picked another science czar, but the Sierra Club.
We need to pick you.
Yeah, there you go. The science czar. But the president of the Sierra Club has been very open in the past 2 weeks that they're claiming that to have abortion. To reach sustainable populations by the United Nations, very out in the open. The Sierra Club.
God will judge.
Yeah, they're not hiding it. And
God judges all cultures that sacrifice their sons and daughters.
Yeah, so we have what I call a real world spiritual battle. And on the earth at this time, you can see it all over. It's being done in these violent eruptions in these other countries. It's all based on the idea of survival as the end game and be the part of a sustainable population. See? So this is why Lauren's onto something, I feel. I think you're onto something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, I got to
She was talking about all this. How the Satanists had crept into the university system, and especially because they have the president there is an Iranian woman. That's a special distant antenna.
Satanism is very much into the university and curriculum, but it's also taught by the parents. They're getting their children.
Yeah, it's generational. It's gone on since history began.
Yeah. That's how you can have panadas in the shape of Donald Trump, so that the children can hit the panada and have patients watch. Listen, I got to go. You call again.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good week.
You too, and thank you.
The This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The call number is 800-313-9443, and I wanted to just talk a minute with you about death. You see, the present system is divided into the population psychology, as it's known at the moment, is the millennials of the age group, you know, the younger age group. The stock market's really pitching to them. They say, oh, they really know how to invest, and they really enter. But, of course, they're a very selfish generation. They don't want to stay with you too long in a conversation, even though they work for the government. It's sad. Most of them have had things handed to them pretty well. You know, they don't want to spend the money on the big house if they want to, because that's a choice. You know, it's no problem. I don't blame them, actually. Mansions are way overpriced. A lot of territory lost. Of course, if you're showing off, you know. And I can't tell you how many realtors, you know, the people who say, oh, Captain, you need a bachelor's pad. Here's a great one. This is a chick magnet mansion. They actually write that on notes, you know. Never realizing, I want to say, in fact, to one of them, I said, I've already been around the world, you know. I've been women in every port kind of sailor, you know. And they think, God, you know, I got work to do. And a lot of people in the jobs, you know, they're looking for patterns. They're looking for patterns in their life. And they don't realize that people are staying in a lot of jobs because it's really easier to do them. And actually, death is a disruptor of habit, really. And you have patterns that you look about. And you have people that are in their life that pass, they die, and you know them. That's, you know, you'll notice that I opened my program, a lot of my programs, and dedicating shows to people that have invented the plastic bag, you know, for blood transfusions. I've had professors that some were nominated for their physics and medicine twice, you know, and I do it as a tribute to them, but it affects you when they pass, when they die. It has more effect on you. It affects the information. It affects the process of it, and which I'm going to try to talk about today with the waters of the United States. This has a lot to do with things, particularly if you have a Supreme Court judge die or be killed. And so the idea, if you have people talk about, when I have brought this up, they've talked about how their father died and what the effect had on their life and the change of their lifestyle. And death is quite galvanizing. It forces you really to ask yourself if you're doing what you really want to do. And of course, career coaches are making a big living off telling people to go in another direction and meditate and yoga. That's not going to do it. What's happening is that people are, think of the people that have been adopted. For years have been trying to find their real family. They had a family, and it is a real family they were adopted by, but they're still thinking about that, and they have a sense of mortality. So the death of both parents, for instance, it forces you to think. And then you start thinking, well, then it's my turn. My turn's coming out of what should I do to change my life and work it through? And it's the idea that career choices, made by people who are career coaches make you imagine your own eulogy, you see, in order to see if you're going to pass through. This is a very important subject that attends to a lot of things, and we'll see at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that line scale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate line scale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Now, this is Parker Pathways, and the reason I was bringing up death, because it's very important for what people are doing in terms of their what I call the sub-psychology of their career and the people that they meet and how projects are developed in today's world. In the old days I used to do psychic readings in medicine before it. This was during the time of The Course of Miracles, which was written by Dr. Jampolsky. But the whole point was a lot of children that were diagnosed with cancer had a different worldview in terms of death and how it was part of starting off for a new life. And this is what I'm presenting on the table, that actually death in the family or death of your loved one, I can assure you in the fact that you have a lot more time left rather than the ending of your time. In other words, one of the higher ups. Government. I was talking to say his father lived till 90 years old, and he figured out from his genetics he might live even longer than that. So it was discovered that, actually, in the conversation, it was said, saying to me, well, he has several years left. And I said, that's the point. So we have, you have that placement of that thought, which I brought up at that placement of death presented, was asked by one of a judge who's handling the frozen embryo case for Sophia Vergara. And the idea is that she was with her husband, Nick Loeb. They had a discussion of what they would do with the eggs, and she wanted to keep the eggs in cryogenics. But Sophia had two frozen embryos, and with her fiancé, Nick Loeb, and she wants to keep him frozen indefinitely. While Loeb, he's on the side of the embryos that as a surrogate mother to bring them to term. So the way the lawsuit's set up is that the idea is that Sophia's embryos are suing their own mother. And the idea is that is a legal principle that still hasn't caught on. They can even be done. But the lawsuit requests that the embryos be entrusted to their natural father, Nick Loeb. Now, he's willing that they be born and become eligible to receive their inheritance. This is very similar to the case that occurred in South America. Now, if you have the number of frozen embryos, and there's over 1 million frozen embryos in this country as we go along, you take that embryo adoption is already accounting for about that. According to the brief, you have about 2% of the reproductive procedures in the United States. And they're called snowflake children. The idea that the snowflakes, they believe that everything comes out like a TV ad. And it's referred to that way. They're playing. So the idea is that the inter vivo fertilization can develop. But the question is, what happens if the embryos die? Now, to take that scenario and you place it into something very interesting, you have speech that was given by President Trump, gave it to Congress, and you had women, Democratic women, that were wearing white. Now, they were to lead the Democratic caucus, showing their commitment to protecting women's rights. And, of course, white is according to them, the official color of the suffrage movement. And they want equal rights for all women. And I asked some notable people that are women. And, of course, there isn't any point in talking with them because, I've talked about this on the program before. They're very feminist and nasty, rude. I've even talked about this because of the rude where our country's going in terms of the idea of saying, well, there isn't any glass ceiling and anything. And I have to tell them I don't give a crap about glass ceilings. I'm trying to ask you something, you know. I'm talking to a congresswoman, you know. So the whole thing comes down to everybody gets attorney. They're still women. You know, they're feminist, nasty people, and some of them are nice. They say, oh, you're just so wonderful, you're so smart. And I say, I keep telling them, don't pound sand up my rear, you know, I'm trying to talk to you. So the ideas are saying, well, women will not go back. And I said, no, wait a minute. You're not going to go back to what? So after pulling it out, trying to get more information in terms of why you're wearing white. And they want to, say, well, we want access to affordable health care. I said, you have that now. We want access to reproductive health service. You have that now. And they wanted to buy Planned Parenthood. And I said, well, you know we're Planned Parenthood. You're talking to one of the guys that, the old days of the hippie days, we were in medical clinics where we were trying to help women while they were still on heroin. Yeah, that was the old clinic system. Those are the old days. Yeah. Worked all night in the hospital, went to medical school during the day, had long hair, had my silver snake ring in my hair, coming in and saying, God, I miss those clothes I used to wear. Women used to wear beautiful clothes. God, unbelievable. So the thing is, today, the women wanted in that group, this is the list that they gave me. A woman's right to make her own health choice decisions. Equal pay for equal work. Paid sick leave and family leave. Quality Affordable Care Act. A secure retirement. Live free from fear and violence. That's the list. That's why they wore white. Now, there's nothing wrong with that list. So I presented this list to one of the other masters of the case of the frozen embryos by Sofia Vergara. Now, I am not a good person to work to the whole thing, but if you've ever had contact with Sofia Vergara and you're a guy like me who's, been around the world four times, it's a different, that's a whole different ballgame, working. And they find out, and she starts speaking Spanish before you can speak English, and of course, you're not paying attention because you're looking at her eyes and she's doing it, and I say, oh, let's shake the finger out. Ah, yes, don't want to talk like that. Listen, sweethearts, all of you in the Congress that put your thumb down and you're nasty and rude, let me tell you something. You got laws covering you 180 degrees up and down your body to cover all of this. It's a question you make to choice. You want the family, you want the other wife, you're trying to defeminize your husband. And I tell them that, So I gave them a list back. I presented this into the court. See, now, the idea here, this turned out to be a very interesting thing because the reference that I was using was Eleanor Painter Donner, who wrote a book called No Easy Choice, A Story of Disability Parenthood and Faith in the Age of Advanced Reproduction. Now, she's bringing out, we've made it part of the court system, you see, the idea is that all the laws that cover what the Democratic ladies were trying to be in white, there are literally hundreds of them. A woman today is so protected, it's unbelievable. Where the problem is the fact that a woman say, well, I want to freeze my embryos. Sophia said, I want to freeze my embryos. Nothing wrong with making that choice. But you see, the case is set upon the fact that what happens if the embryos die? Do you make the choice coming in for a life expectancy situation that is a different kind of death penalty? And also, number two, you have the fact of the embryos suing their own mother. Because they want to live. Now, you take that and then move that into the Oregon bill, which is to let doctors starve and dehydrate mentally ill patients, but extend that to people who are working on the origin of right to life based upon their ability within the death panel. And they've already started to exert authority over tube feeding and spoon feeding to be redefined, eliminating the definition of life support and tube feeding from the statute. So that leaves it the fact that they're going all the way back to the fact of your worth from the time you're born. Now, this is a new metric in terms of the new healthcare bill kind of system. And, of course, Dr. Emanuel, I don't think that, you know, he'll write another article for me to interview him twice, you know, since you die at 75. But the whole point comes down to the fact that it's not a joke, they mean it. So now this has been changed to the idea of embryo and in terms of the life study. So it's transferring power, you see, from all these decisions about the end-of-life care to the patient, to that, all of the surrogate, as the court, as a surrogate if you live or die. But it also puts in the fact that the development of the embryo as the determination when is life. Now, in terms of, if you're looking at it from the position of conception as the beginning of life, which there's some horoscopes that are based upon that. The Kantara horoscope, which is connected with some Hindu religions, which go back, what is that, 8,500 years? You go into when you are birthed by the mother. That's the beginning of life because the oxygen is breathing in and it processes it. And now, I've presented end of the fact to the fact is to say, well, aren't all of you forgetting, and I've mentioned this to the Democratic women and some of the Republican women who used to be Democrats, by the way, I said, well, look, who's feeding the fetus? And of course you get this bond look, you know, and say, well, you see, you've got a placenta, you've got an umbilical cord, which is mother's blood, which is going into the fetus. It'd be shocking how many females don't know that. And so you eventually said, now, the blood constituency is based upon the development of the balance, the electrolytes, which are brain triggered, which is why women have a lot of problems in terms of hormones later in life. In the menopause time, going in, you go all the way back into the mother's time in terms of the fact that this is the eternal life. This is where we're going, and it's going to be on the table within President Trump's term. Now, where we are here is the constituency and the process of what's in that blood. It's hormones. It's based upon water base. No one's making that up. 98% of your brain is kicking into electrolyte balances of photon exchange, which can be contaminant to you, which is picking up the radiation. No one's making that up. You have the process of development of the basis of carbon dioxide uptake within the balance of the electrolyte system with ferritin, which is a part of an iron metabolism system. No one's making that up. The process of let's take the brain and its psychic development and genetic code is being transferred by thought within the hormones of the umbilical cord to the placenta, from the embryo to the fetus. No one's making that up. The development of the process that you can have, it's been shown that you can have complete mathematical determinations at 20 weeks. Yes. What happens in 20 days? It's been shown, and I talked about this 4 shows ago, is the fact it's been shown that a human embryo in 20 days can completely determine square root mathematical code by electrical current. At 25 days, a human embryo, and I've talked about this in terms of what's called the married mind compartment test, which is done where you can have monkeys with their brain to talk with rats in their brain. That's called the comparative mind experiment. That will be carried off into different species of the humans on the planet. So I bring up the idea that in Egypt there was a process of the development that they could be able to communicate clear across the world by mind using electrical current from their brains and talk to somebody who was in Australia. That was the basis, by the way, of the NASA experiment in terms of being able to commute with astronauts by mind power on the first moonshots that were done and also the other NASA experiments. All that was presented on Freezing an Embryo with Sophia Kern. It's all based on water, sweetheart, and now the judge knows it. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is Plug and Pathways, and Dr. Wynn Porter, and the call number is 800-313-9443, and the email is kwati at sbcglobal.net. So you take a look around you. I'm going to take you on a mindscape to Sierra Mountains in Northern California. It's got about 20 feet of snow. It's going to melt, of course. And of course, that'll all go into the dams that are breaking off, and particularly the Oriole Dam will go into the Feather River to the deposits of the Chidon. And it's great to be on a mountain, you know, get away from the floods. But you know, since I've been on air, I've talked about corruption by the unions, the government, private people, and foreign governments who want to buy our waste disposal plants. Did you know that the whole thing in California, for instance, they're saying, well, some people can't handle the water, and that is they don't have a waste disposal plant because they can't afford it. I come back to the government and say they want to help the small towns give away their water and sell it to Germany. See, for a fire engine. And you have Governor Pat Brown from 1959 to 1967 created, that's the father of the present governor, and he built 10 dams and reservoirs, 700 miles of canals and pipes to 8 electrical hydropower plants to send water from Northern California to cities in the Central and Southern California. And that was the beginning of the agricultural aspect of the Central California. And, of course, to bring you up to date, there's been millions of dollars in bonds that have been set aside in California. They gave it off to unions, put it into other deals, put it some in their pocket. I met people before I found out that there were over hundreds of disinfectant byproducts in Tylenol, methanes, and chloramine in the drinking water. And the whole idea that the government had spent nearly 35 years working on human beings, as to, and they knew there were cancers involved. They knew there were pancreatic cancers involved. I have all those studies. The government, when I went on air on RBN, and in terms of the water and the contamination, the Uncle Sam went through medical libraries to take off every reference they could to keep in more references from leaking out. And the whole thing comes into the fact that they took the money for all of these processes and took them and put them into other areas. There was $7.1 billion water bond issue in 2014 in California. And Jerry Brown, who's the son of Pat Brown, of course, he talks about a $15 billion water project that's starting to need to cost $100 billion to take care of Oriole Dam. When I wrote chloramine causes health damage, I put not only the viruses in there that could cause various diseases that maintain. My figure at that time when I wrote chloramine caused health damage, which is on the homepage of RBN, which you can email to your friends, you can print, and you can use against the United Nations representative in your councils. That was $16 trillion. Just for the water. Just for the water. We'll see you on the next live hour, the third live hour of Parker Pathways on RBN. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And welcome aboard. Thank you for being here. And actually, we're just getting warmed up. We'll see you on the next live hour of Parker Pathways.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12/24/36. Get your copy today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.